Thank you for calling back. Is this Zach?
Yes.
Hi, Zach. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I wanted to get a quick insight from your end regarding this refund case that we have just received. What's going on?
Yeah, I was told that I was going to be called by the operations team from the project, and so that's why I called back. Because I haven't heard anything back yet, so that's why I called.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, at this point of time, I actually got the impression from your project manager that you are willing to drop the project. Is that correct?
If I get my refund, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. What is the reason behind the refund? What are the issues that
It's
you're
been almost
facing?
a year. It's been almost a year, and I've been told multiple times that it would be finished. I ended up having to pay more because they said my profile wasn't up to standard, so I did that. And it's been almost a year and nothing has happened. That's why.
Okay, just give me a quick moment. I'm pulling up your account really quick here. Thank you very much for being on the line, Zach. I see that in the system there are two major services that you signed up with us for. Initially, it was the verification of your social media accounts, and the second one is for two articles because we needed to increase your notability and presence. The articles are delivered. However, we still haven't received any response back on verification. So it's most likely a decline. I'm assuming this. I'm sorry to say that, but I think that your account did not get approved. So what we can do at this
Yeah,
point
it
of
didn't. They
time,
tried once, but it didn't work.
yeah, well, actually, I see two different attempts in this time duration. And we still haven't got any positive feedback or response from them on the request. So let me just go ahead and check out the balance here. Just give me a quick moment. Thank you very much for being online, Zachary. Are you there? Okay,
Yes.
I also see a couple of notes from the verification team that whenever they try to keep your account, keep an eye out for the verification approval, you change your password, and then we have to actually go through it all over
Because
again. Is
there's
that
a
correct?
great reason for that. There's a great reason for that. It's because every time I logged in, I would get notifications that it was from places that they're not even located. For example, last time I got a login, it was from Czech Republic. I was like, okay, this is a scam. Something's going on. Why is this? And I don't feel comfortable letting people that I don't know log into my account. So my request was, can I log in myself and you walk me through the process of submitting it? And they didn't want to do that. So for me, that's a red flag. I'm sorry if it's not a red flag for you, but for me, it's a red flag because I have personal information there.
I completely understand where you're coming from, Zach. The problem with that is, if they are doing it, let's just compare it. You doing it versus them. If they do it, they'll hardly be done in 10, 20 minutes. They know how to go about, they know how to do this. But if we are to guide you or counsel you into doing this, it's gonna require someone to be over the phone at least for an hour or two with you to guide you, direct you, to explain the entire process and the technicalities.
Yeah, but
So I
the
guess that's
verification
why
process is very
they backed
simple.
off. Yes.
It's
That's
very
why.
simple. All you do is submit articles. It's not a hard process.
I get
So
that,
it
but there
wouldn't
are
take an
some
hour.
technicalities that they are cautious about, and that's the reason
What
why they haven't
technicalities?
done this.
I need
I
to know what
have.
those technicalities are.
I have no clue about that, Zach. I'm reading out the comments that were made previously by all the people that were involved in your project. Anyhow, bottom line,
all I'm saying
Zach,
is,
I'm sorry?
They're not being truthful. They're not saying the whole story.
Okay.
So that's the problem. They're not hearing my side.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So all I'm asking for is a refund. For the articles, I totally understand. I paid for those.
Mm-hmm.
They were delivered.
The refund for verification. That's what I was going to say. The bottom line,
that's all,
since
that's
we haven't delivered the verification to you, that's a service, and you've waited long enough, let's just go ahead and refund you a partial amount for the verification, and articles are already delivered. So maybe later down the line, you can reattempt on your own again. See, it's not a law still. You can utilize those articles, and you just need to reattempt. To be very honest with you, verification and Wikipedia pages, they do not get approved in the first attempt, unless you are maybe Bill Gates or Steve Jobs or someone like that. So, yeah, let me just talk to my billing department. Give me till day end. I'm going to send you a confirmation for your refund, okay?
Can I ask you how much for the refund be?
That's what I need to figure out. I need to talk to my billing team and see how much you have paid so far. I do see that you paid
$1,000.
Okay.
Because I paid $1,000 for the verification and $500 extra for the articles.
Okay.
Total $1,500.
Let me just go ahead and verify that. As soon as I'm done, I'm going to drop you a message and then you can acknowledge it. Okay?
Again, to send me an email, a text, or
I'm
going
to send it to you on Teamwork. On the record.
Okay?
All
right.
As
well,
soon
I appreciate
as you're concerned,
you being cooperative with me.
Yeah, that's not a problem at all. We just need to get past this, and there's no need to, end everything on a bad note, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not upset. I mean, I'm upset at some of the process and how long it took, and sometimes I got inaccurate communication from people. For example, my project manager at the beginning was supposed to be Ken Williams. He, then for some reason, it switched again to Bella, and then I was getting... people were telling me, that I was wrong for logging out when it was suspicious activity. Someone from Czech Republic, why would that be? I'm not dealing with someone from Czech Republic. Why would that be?
Yeah, I know it's a red flag. Let me just answer to that as well. See, marketing team and the verification team, sometimes they use VPNs. All right, it's to mask your IP address or to use a different IP address for better results. For example, a lot of times, a lot of third world countries do not have Amazon available. So if we need to or if someone needs to access it, what they do is that they use a VPN to mask their IP so that they're able to access into Amazon. That's all there is to that, okay? All right, Zach, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to get back to you towards day end, and then you can send me the confirmation. First thing tomorrow morning, I'll respond back to you, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. What's your name, by the way? I'm sorry.
Lisa. You spoke to me before as well.
Yeah, I did. Well, I appreciate you. You're the most cooperative that I've had these conversations with, so I appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Thank you so much for that. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.